There's no mom manual. We all know that. So this is the place you want to be. To laugh, to learn, to share, to join. The moms couldn't be more different, but best friends, partners, and now family. Melissa is happily married.
Denise is happily divorced.
And they're parenting
worlds apart.
Their thoughts on many things, complete opposite.
Complete opposite.
Grab your friends and join the moms. Here's Denise and Melissa.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. We are both coming off of a little stressful moment. It's all good. You know when things don't go right, right? I mean, not everything always goes right. So we have Jojo Siwa, who is supposed to join our show today. I say supposed to because we had some technical issues. You know, we're in a home studio and we're not techies by any means. And so we had, although we have a great production team in Los Angeles.
We sure do. We worked it out.
Yeah, we worked it out. So anyway, we were delayed for Jojo. So our kids are here. It's a day off from school. And now we have some disappointed children. So
no, they'll be fine.
Hopefully.
All good.
Hopefully. So we're just coming off.
It's a good topic. Disappointing your children.
It is a good topic.
Stuff can't always happen the way you want them to.
And by the way, the kids all handled it really, really well.
Well, of course.
Better than we did, but that's because we're stressed with wires and technology.
And I'm like, is she calling? She can't reach, you know, like right. Phones and no one's reachable. Hello.
Right.
Hello.
And it's like the one day we actually have a guest who's calling in. It's so, you know, who has obviously a very busy schedule. But anyway, here we are.
We
are brought to you by Texture. And I have to tell you that I use it nonstop. And
I
now tell everyone it is like the only app that you need on your phone. Somebody texted me, actually Jerry Willis, who's a Fox News anchor who had breast cancer around the same time. And I met her through the whole breast cancer world. And she texted me this weekend to say, we're in Closer magazine from the Susan G. Komen walk.
That's so nice.
And I couldn't find it.
Except on Texture.
I couldn't find it at a few newsstands. And I literally went on Texture and typed in Closer, and I found it. And you can just scroll through the pages.
So
and
easy.
And so it's just, I mean, I just use it every day. And so for those of you who haven't tried it yet, the Texture app has gone beyond delivering just the magazine itself. They made it easy to find and enjoy the articles you want to read with daily recommendations, exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Texture makes magazines easy, and there's so many great ones out there, like Closer or People, Entertainment Weekly, and Vogue. Texture is normally $9.99 a month, and you get over 200 magazines. But if you sign up right now at texture.com/themoms, you get a 14-day free trial. Why subscribe to just a couple of magazines when you can have all of your favorites on your smartphone or tablet all of the time for way less? Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/themoms. That's 14 days to try Texture for free when you go to texture.com/themoms.
Game changer.
I want to talk about disappointing the kids for a second also because, well, it's a little bit in the same category, but it's also about like when kids get jealous of other kids and they feel disappointed.
Mm.
Okay. So yesterday we were at, I was with my boyfriend and his three kids. So it was, we're a gang of seven. And my boyfriend goes to a lot of football games. He has season tickets, but he has two. Mm-hmm. And he had given them away to another family member. So they do a big tailgate party every week. And so we decided to go to the tailgate. That's fun. And then we could go to watch the games together. We, you know, it's a lot of money for seven people to go to a football game. And so my kids happen to have been texting with their stepsisters on their father's side, and they were in the game.
Mm.
So my kids were so upset. They're in the game. Can we go to the game? Can we go to the game? We're in the parking lot. Why are we here? And we can't go to the game. And I'm like, well, we're at a party. That's what we're doing today. And you should tell your stepsisters that you're happy that they went to the game and you were happy for them. You hope that they had a good time. But, you know, we can't all always go to everything.
And you can't always get everything on the heels of that disappointment. You know, my daughter got a role in the Nutcracker this year at Lincoln Center, which is really exciting. And a lot of
did we talk about this yet?
No.
It's a really big deal.
Thank you. Is exciting.
And I'm like telling everyone I know, I'm just as proud of your daughter as
Thank
I am. Like,
you.
And I said to you, like, I don't understand the dance world. I'm not a dancer.
You'll understand when you see her on stage. There's 25 performances, and but a lot of her friends, you know, at the age of 7 and 8, to go into an audition amongst your peers and to be cut like chorus line style if you've ever seen the movie. It's brutal. And we were prepared. I mean, we had great conversations before. You know, it's sometimes it's not about talent. Sometimes it's about size, height. It's sometimes if you fit in the costume. You know, I really wanted to prepare her. And fortunately, she got a role. But some of her classmates, dance mates, did not. I mean, this is a great question for JoJo, too. Like, what happens when you don't get the part? Do you keep on dancing? And a couple of the moms, of course, you would hope so, but a couple moms had texted me that evening saying, not sure that my daughter wants to come back because, A, such disappointment, B, humiliation, and C, just such sadness.
Why humiliation?
Well, because you're up against all your other girlfriends trying out for something that you don't get. It's
hard. But isn't there a part of that that's just life?
Yes.
I mean,
yes. So the question, though, is right.
So you should be celebrated for having the courage that you tried
100%.
Out for the fact that
yes.
you keep practicing.
Yes.
But like the percentages of people who make things like that is so small.
I know, but it's also at first and second grade to have those lessons is really hard. I think it's just hard. I mean, we understand we're older. It's just, you know, I find that kids are getting disappointed, I think, at younger ages because of more opportunities for them in a way. Anyways, we're really excited on our end.
You should be.
I have to tell you also about my date night. Friday night, I went to see Tony Bennett. And I got to tell you, I got to give a massive shout out to Tony Bennett. At 91 years of age, the man for 2 hours walked around that stage. I mean, he looks a little older and he moves a little slower, but he sounds like he sounded it. 40, 50, like people are just standing because the fact that it's like he's 91 years old. Like, how can you not stand up for a man that gets up at Radio City and sings for the world? Like, it's it was crazy to me.
Okay, I want to give a shout out to
you. Grandma Julie.
My grandma who's 94.
Imagine, like, I kept saying to Anthony, this is like your grandma getting up there and like singing her heart out for 2 hours. I mean, it was like, I was like literally like more in awe of that than the music. It was like, he's 91.
I think about that all the time also because my grandmother, as active as she is not on a stage anymore. There's something about, you're right, there is. But I want to give a shout out to you for going on a date night.
Thank you very
much. That's a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Yep. I have 2 date nights this week.
Lucky you.
We're going to...
I don't even want to know. Where are you going, on a helicopter to some?
No. To Bruce Springsteen.
On Broadway,
which I'm so excited to see. And it's been like the most impossible ticket as any
what
fan.
Is it? Just
it's
a regular
a crazy
concert?
Thing. No, it's like a Broadway show. I think it's mixed a little bit from his book and his...
So it's like the story of his life.
So I don't know. I'll let you know next
Nobody
week.
Nobody knows, right?
But we were able to get tickets through a charity, which is obviously a great cause.
Mm-hmm.
Broadway Cares. So we bought our tickets through them. And it's just a really... But yes, date night. Back to date night.
Yeah, I had
so
it.
So important.
Yeah, it is.
You rarely do it.
I rarely do it. I know. I did it. We went for... I didn't do it, but we went for...
That's a lot of information. Why not? What's the point of a date night?
I don't want to talk about that. We went for dinner, and we just had some nice, quiet time. It was very nice. You know, but I just always find, like... Because I have a teenager and has to get back home and nobody's asleep. So it's like you come home, you're like cleaning up, tidying up. It's you know, it's like you have those 2 hours. You're like, yay, 2 hours, woohoo. And then it's like chaos again.
But does it make you want to have date nights more regularly?
It makes me want to go away with my husband for a weekend and not see children. That's what it makes me want to do.
Well, I always
it's better than nothing. I know. I mean, you know what? I might have to take you up on that. I know. I say that
How
all
many years
the time.
Have we been talking about this?
Too long.
I'm happy.
I'm going to do it. But when? I have 25 performances coming up with my daughter. I'm not going anywhere. Anyways, all good. I'm trying to think what else. We had a very lazy weekend. Really, really lazy. Like, I actually laid in bed and watched TV. It was lazy.
You know what? We had a lazy weekend also. We were in New Jersey. And I have to say, there's something, you know, I'm such a city girl and I always just talk about loving the city, but there is something to be said about the kids just going in the backyard.
I know.
And it's hard because my kids are also used to running because we don't want to stay in a small apartment all day long. So we're always outside and doing different things. But when we go to New Jersey, we don't really do anything. And they play. And they play with toys. And it's a really, you know, it's
nice.
Almost like it's almost like I'm trying to strip them of the habits that we have. Or let them understand that there's different ways to live. And this is what we do here. because it's nice to just chill out.
And why do you think I go to St. Louis every summer? It's right. Just we do nothing. It's like right. Chill.
Right. Go, so I we open, need to like deprogram our kids.
A little bit. I know it's hard. I mean, we posted on our Instagram at the Moms Network about sometimes just let them be bored, you know, and if they want you to take out a game or get down the markers, then do that. But you have to stop running around and entertaining them. They'll figure it out. Like Sydney, like ended up making some, I don't know, Lego thing that she took from old Legos.
That's what we do. That's what Jalen does all day long now is play Legos.
It's good.
And that, yeah.
It's good for them. I'm telling you, it's so good for them. I'm trying to think what else I did. I don't know, like laundry. You know, it's like typical weekend laundry and we cooked a little and then I went to, what else did I do? I was somewhere with Elias. Oh, we went to play, hit some golf balls. That was nice. Mother-son time. And where else was I? I don't know. Nothing. I feel like we did nothing.
So this is just a slow kind of day. Well, we have a lot coming up.
We sure do.
I'm also moving, which they say is the most stressful point in your life. Or one of, I think it's like the top three most stressful. So I'm actually curious if people have tips on moving and how to pack. And if you have any ideas for me, you could email us at moms@themoms.com.
Or they say though, Dee, like you should do a massive purge, but you already purge.
I purge all
I know.
The time.
You're like ahead of the game.
I know, but you know what? There's still so much more to purge. There's a lot more to purge.
I'm like looking around though. You live very zen.
I do.
Or feng shui or whatever they say.
I do.
I feel like you're totally ahead of it. Actually, the walls are going to be the most challenging. You have so many photos up.
I know. But I'm excited to move. It's like a really, it is. It's like a cleansing time. And I wasn't looking to move again, but my rent went up and there's really no reason to be here when I can live a couple blocks away in a nicer apartment for less money.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's just the move.
We should also talk about what we have coming up this week. And if anyone's in the tri-state area, we'd love to have you join us because we're always the more the merrier and Denise likes a big party. So tomorrow we're hosting Valerie Bertinelli for her new cookbook. I mean, Valerie Bertinelli, she's like a legend. It's kind of fun. Don't you think so?
It is fun.
And then we have...
Do you know the song from One Day at a Time?
This is it. I don't know the rest of the words, but it was a great show. Yeah, I do know that. And then we have Molly Sims for her new book called Entertaining Chic. And it's like all simple, easy tips for home entertaining, which you entertain a lot. I mean, you're pretty good at it.
I squeeze them in.
I do it too, but I don't know if I do it enough. I should entertain more. I mean, whatever. We could always do more. We can always do this. We just have to like... get 8 hours of sleep a night, we'll be fine. And then, yeah, so that's a busy coming week, don't you think?
I do. And then also, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
And
I saw 5 Under 40 on the Today Show today.
Yes.
And they had the founder on, and Megyn Kelly gave her a donation of $10,000.
Wow.
And they featured these 5 women and their stories, and it was pretty powerful.
It is really powerful. So I think, you know, the biggest thing that I always like to share about Breast Cancer Awareness Month is, I mean, it's important to be aware all the time, but I think it's really important to do something, and not just for breast cancer, but for any charity that you might be inspired by or feel connected to. They always need your help. So we don't need these awareness months to remember to do good, but you really just have to do something.
I know. You could even just post a picture and tag your favorite charity or tags, you know, just to generate more awareness and let people know. I mean, I went and got a mammogram and sonogram last week, and it was nice. People checked in and messaged, and it's a reminder just to keep the conversation going, I think, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, if you talk about it, it might remind another friend to go get a mammography, because as I found out, finding out early is...
game changer.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, imagine if I had...
I can't even.
Yeah.
And there's always bumps and scares, so you just have to stay on it. Just stay on it and make your appointments. Like when you're making your kids' doctor's appointments, make yours at the same time.
And that is a good mom's do your homework.
There you go. Okay.
There you go.
So when you make their checkups, make your checkup. And you know what? It's not that you think less of yourself, but you're so worried about your kids all the time that you kind of just don't. You know, like, think about it. There's this less selfish behavior. And it's not that we were selfish before we have kids, but we were singular focused all the time. So it was all about us. And, you know, like, on your to-do list. We're not on the to-do list. Although the gym is on the to-do list, but that's about it these days. You?
I was thinking this morning, by the way, you made a comment to me the other day about people who have to-do lists technically don't get things done.
Right.
It's like they have these lists, and yes. I'm sorry if we've offended any of you, but think about that also. If you have a to-do list, how much of it do you actually get done? Does it help you? But I woke up thinking this morning that I need to make a to-do list.
Yeah.
Because
it, for the move.
It's for the move. I'm planning my son's bar mitzvah.
I know, it's so
and then
much.
Our events. There's a lot. And so it's like almost like I need a big wiping board.
Yep.
We know how much I love my
whiteboards.
I have color coordinated boards for my schedule, the kids' schedule, our work schedule, their schedule with their dad. So I think now I need a board just for to do.
I know.
Because there's so much to do and it's just easy to forget or move, you know, you just keep moving and there's just so much to do. So it's not like you forget, but like you just need a list so that you tackle everything on it.
Do you think it's easier also when you have it written out in front of you versus putting it in your phone?
So I do that a lot. Also, I put things in my calendar.
But then, like, you don't go back, right?
Right.
So, like, if it's in front of you, you can, like, literally cross it off right there.
Right.
I know. I used to carry a notebook, and I would, like, add to it every day, almost like a diary.
I have that, too.
But I get
it's
sloppy,
like
and I just stick
things.
It in my
so
phone.
So what do you think is the one way to do it?
I don't know.
Maybe it's a note list in your phone that you keep adding to instead of in the calendar. So that's... You know what? I'm going to try it. I'm going to try a couple of different things and we'll get back to you.
Okay.
On what works.
I just like pen and paper, but then
Then you don't carry the pen and paper everywhere you go. And especially every time you change bags, you're not taking that same pen and paper. So maybe it is the note in your phone.
I know. So I have to tell you something. So when you said who's coming over this morning, I was like, well, Elias has homework and I'm going to bring Sydney over because she's a big JoJo fan, but so is Lily. And my Lily has been away all weekend.
Where is she?
She went with her girlfriends. No. It sounds like
girls trip.
She's 12. But a mom, a friend of hers, took them to the Poconos to some water park or something. And, you know, I asked her
Wait, so one mom took how many kids?
I think it was five girls.
To... A house?
To a house.
Oh, but, so they
yeah,
have
but,
a house.
Yeah, no, she rented a house, but I kept asking her, like, where's the house exactly, and can I have the address? And I never really got that. And it's fine, because I'm in touch with the mom, and I'm also in touch with the dad. But I felt like I was very... It was very unlike me this weekend to not have that information. I mean, it's a little strange that I don't know exactly where she was in the Poconos.
And when is she back?
She's back today.
And she's
been
checking
in
of the family to take all these kids.
I know.
But I'm sure there's a story in there about somebody feeling left out.
Oh, I don't know. And I said, Elias, is she snapping pictures? And he said, just a couple. And I told her not to snap that many. And, you know, it's like such a disaster these days, I feel like, with these phones and these kids. But in a way, I was like totally connected to her. I was like, she would call me before she went to bed. She called me in the morning. And I would text the mom to check
in. And it's all kids from school?
It's actually a friend of hers that goes to a different school. So it's her and her friend and these three other girls that she doesn't really know well. So
that's so nice.
Yeah, it was nice. I hope she had a good time. We'll find out if she comes back delirious today, and then I'll have to deal with that garbage.
Well, that's always the case.
I know, but like, I hope they're mature enough now at 12, you know, to like, I'm tired, let's go to bed. I don't know. I don't know if the mom put rules on it. We'll see what happens. It's like you kind of go, it's like a wing and a prayer. You never know how your kid's going to come home, right? Well, you've had sleepover disasters big time.
Well, not when they stay here.
I know.
When they stay with me,
they go to bed. Yeah,
they don't have a choice when they go elsewhere.
Wasn't there like one mom that had your kid up to like
3 a.m?
Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, are you kidding me?
It's just. Well, and you know what? It's interesting. I feel like a while back we posted something on Facebook and there was like a lot of, I don't want to use the word controversy, but a lot of parents were like against sleepovers and would never let their kids sleep out.
Yeah, but then you're excluding your child.
I know.
We have covered so many parenting topics today. Wow, there's a lot on our mind. And we're just waiting to see if JoJo's going to call in. And hopefully we don't disappoint our kids today.
Yeah, hopefully not. We'll
see. So we'll be
right back. Hi, JoJo. How are you?
Very good. How about yourself?
This is very exciting because we also have our three kiddos with us, and one of them is a dancer with the School of American Ballet.
Aw.
I know. She's wearing her JoJo bow right now. So thank you for joining us. And are you excited about your new book?
I am so excited. It's so exciting.
So exciting. Well, one question we have from Sydney Rose. We're going to go first to Jared.
Hi, JoJo.
And then Jalen.
So we have three very excited kids here, and we're so sorry, and thank you for being patient. We had some technical difficulties, but we
all
have
good.
Three kids who want to ask you questions before we go into it.
Yeah.
Hi, JoJo. I'm Jaren. I'm 12 years old, and I write songs. I was wondering if you have any advice for writing songs.
Oh, if I could give you any advice, I would honestly just say to just write whatever inspires you.
That is such good advice, and I think Jaren does that.
Hi, my name is Jalen, and I'm 9, and I want to start a YouTube channel. I want to be a sportscaster and weatherman. What do you think is the best way?
With YouTube, I think you should just be yourself, and then people will love you for who you are.
My name is Sydney, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm a dancer, and I would like advice for dancing on stage.
You know, you just got to work really hard, and then eventually all the hard work pays off.
It's so sweet. Thank you so much, JoJo. Okay, so we're going to ask you a couple of our own questions now. The kids have been so excited. We also put it out on our social media, actually. And so one mom has an 11-year-old named Olivia Ben who would like to know which one of your songs are you most proud of and why?
You know, I think Boomerang, just because it was the first, and I just think that song, it means so much to me, and so I'm really excited. Like, that people love it so much.
And it has such a great message. So how did you decide that you really wanted to talk about that?
It was really important to me to just write about what I believed in, and so that's exactly what I did.
JoJo, this is Melissa Gerstein. I'm a former dancer, and I have a middle one who's a hip-hop dancer and this younger one who's a ballerina. And the question is, did you ever at times feel like you wanted to quit and it was too much? And if so, did you feel any pressures, or did you just persevere? Because it's a very, very difficult world, the dance world, as we all know.
You know, it can be very hard, and sometimes you do want to quit, but even on the days when you want to quit, you just got to remember that it's okay to just get up and try again.
Right. And did your mom ever say, you know, today we just don't have to go to class, you're just burnt, and it's okay to take a break, or you never take a break?
Well, I mean, it's definitely okay to take a break, so always know that it's okay to miss a day, and you don't have to go every single day, but you just work your hardest and go as much as possible.
That's great. Tell us a little bit about the book. All our listeners are so excited. Can you tell our listeners about the book, please?
Yeah, JoJo's Guide to the Sweet Life, hashtag Peace Out Eaters. I love it. I'm so excited to get to share it with everyone. I mean, I worked so hard on the book, and so now that it's like finally all here, like, it's just so exciting.
It's so exciting, JoJo. My other question to you would be, you know, do you find sometimes that, you know, your body physically at a young age can't take some of the dancing? So how would you handle your injuries? I mean, do you see a lot of doctors for them, or do you ice your legs a lot? What do you do when you're just so pushed to the limit?
You know, I don't really know. It's just kind of like you just kind of do it.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about your bow line, JoJo's bows. We have one right now.
I'm wearing one.
Aww. Yeah, and we also have one of our Facebook followers wrote in to know how you make them and how you come up with the ideas for them.
The bows, honestly, I've just worn bows like my whole life. And so I think that it's really cool now that they're a brand.
And tell us a little bit more about the bows. Why did you start wearing them? They're kind of like your signature right now.
You know, honestly, my mom in the beginning just kind of stuck them in my hair. And, you know, to be real honest, I've loved them ever since.
And what is it like for you on a daily basis now? You are an actress, a singer, a dancer, a YouTube star. And, you know, so many kids these days want to do all these things, especially the online and the YouTube and the social media. So how do you keep up with it all?
You know, to be real honest, it's kind of difficult. It's hard to keep up with it all. But, you know, my best advice that I can give to people is you kind of just go for it. You don't really think about it. You just do it.
Yeah, you just keep posting away, I guess, right? Do you ever check with your mom before and say, is this okay or is this too much? Am I sharing too much? Does your mom weigh in on your social media posts, or you have full autonomy, meaning you can just do what you'd like?
I mean, it's a little bit of both. Obviously, my mom helps me with everything that I do. But, you know, she really trusts me and we have a great bond.
And what was the most challenging, would you say, with your dancing early on when you were younger, 6, 7? What was the biggest challenge for you?
The biggest challenge for me was honestly just, you know, kind of learning that you're going to fail, but it's okay. Just get back up and try right again and try just as hard.
And that's a really good point. We were talking about that earlier on the show. What advice would you give to kids who sometimes don't make it? Like Melissa was talking about, her daughter just made the Nutcracker at Lincoln Center, but there are so many young girls who didn't make it, and I think most people don't make it to the top. So what's your advice to kids who don't make that final cut, who don't get that, you know, aren't on the travel team? What would you say to them about continuing?
You know, to be real honest, you just got to remember that, you know, there are going to be hard times and there are going to be good times. And just always remember that the hard times are going to be very hard, but the good times are going to be very good. And so it might feel like, you know, you're down and you're out and you're failing, but just remember that you're not, and you're doing good and you're succeeding.
That's great advice, JoJo. So where can all our listeners find out more about your new book, and where can they follow you?
So you can follow me everywhere at It's JoJo Siwa, and then you can also check out the book anywhere where books are sold and also on Amazon.
We're going to have to get a signed copy over here. I'm going to have to talk to Kim Jackworth about that.
Yeah, you have a great team around you.
You sure do. Thank you, JoJo, for joining us.
Good luck with everything.
Oh, say bye, Sydney. Say bye.
Thank you, JoJo.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. And what a fun show it's been. So thank you to JoJo Siwa for joining us. You can find her book. You have some very exciting kids here. And the moms did your homework today. We shared a little bit earlier, but I'd say JoJo had some good advice. Just go for it.
Yep. And when you're making your kids' doctor's appointments, make yours. So everyone have a great week. Make sure to follow us on Twitter @TheMoms and @TheMomsNetwork on Instagram and Facebook. Peace out.